AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year after the attack on the Capitol, President Biden was on Capitol Hill.
The way you have to heal, you have to recognize the extent of the wound. You can't pretend.
Biden didn't mention former President Donald Trump by name, but did denounce what he says is Trump's big lie about the 2020 election.
He built his lie over months. Wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext, to cover for the truth. He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
In a statement, Trump blamed Biden for what he calls trying to further divide the country. AP Sagar Magani reports few Republicans were at the Capitol.
Some, like Senator Lindsey Graham, are accusing President Biden of overly politicizing the remembrance. Others, including House members Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, continue spreading false election claims. Congress's top two GOP leaders are also absent today. The only two Republicans seen in the House chamber for a moment of silence, Liz Cheney and the man whose seat she now holds, her dad, the former vice president.
It's not a leadership that resembles any of the folks I knew when I was here for 10 years.
Liz Cheney told NBC's Today Show too many GOP colleagues still embrace Donald Trump and minimize the danger he poses.
The threat continues.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fire investigators in Philadelphia are looking into the possibility that a five-year-old child was playing with a lighter and set a Christmas tree on fire, sparking the blaze that killed 12 people in a row house. The fire killed two adult sisters, several of their children, and others yesterday. Public schools in Chicago will remain closed for a third straight day because of a disagreement over in-school or online lessons because of the pandemic. This is AP News. A month ahead of the start of the Beijing Winter Games, the International Olympic Committee tells athletes to be prepared to handle the coronavirus.
IOC Executive Director Christoph Dubé says athletes need to follow the virus playbook.
Wearing a mask, using gel, why not self-testing when it's possible? It is really important that those preventive measures are in place.
If an athlete tests positive, he or she would have to return two negative tests separated by 24 hours. If they test positive before the game start,
we want to make sure that there is still an option to come to Beijing. Preparation for many years to be spoiled at the very last minute is something we want to avoid at any cost.
Dubé says they are very confident about these games, and the venues look impeccable. I'm Ed Donahue.
QVC is laying off nearly 2,000 people and permanently closing a North Carolina distribution center heavily damaged by fire last month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.